big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's why I say depression isn't real. I've argued this point endlessly, and I try and explain to people, but they're not smart enough to understand that I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't care. I am more competitive as an individual if I don't believe I can become depressed. So I don't give a fuck if I'm right or wrong, because no matter what bad happens to me in my life, even if, heaven forbid, the worst things on earth that could happen to me, I could never become clinically depressed, because I would never self-diagnose myself as clinically depressed because I don't believe in it. I believe that I am currently sad, but I have work to do, and eventually I will feel better. I will never get to a point of absolute desperation and kill myself, because I'm never going to get to a point of hopelessness, because I don't believe in the idea of hopelessness. You cannot try and make me adopt thinking that will reduce my competitiveness as an individual. So I don't give a fuck if I'm wrong. I don't believe in it. That's it. End of story. So I don't believe in things that take power away from me. I don't believe in things that make me less competitive. And I don't adopt mental models that make me less competitive. Every single mental model I have are the most efficient ones I could find. They're the mental model I found that if I adopt, I become a more fearsome predator. That's it.
Life, the purpose of it is to learn, and it is to struggle, and it is to suffer. And I don't think that we are put on the planet to be happy. I actually genuinely believe we are put on the planet to learn things and to struggle and to genuinely suffer. I think that life is suffering. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. I think that if you want to be any kind of man of caliber, your life needs to be full of suffering. If you don't have that story of pain, you don't have a story at all. It's just the way the world works. You're not going to be a credible man who is respected if you don't have a bunch of pain and problems in your past. If you wake up and you're born as a man and everything goes exactly to the way you want it to and everything's nice and easy, nobody's going to respect you. And you're not even going to be happy yourself. I believe that also the masculine imperative not only is to give, like we said earlier, but it is to overcome struggle. We look at struggles and we look at problems and we want to overcome them. You just said it yourself. I want more followers. I want to get bigger. It's a problem. I want to fix it. I got to beat it.
You're supposed to wake up and look in the mirror and say, this is my name. This is who I am. I'm going to be the best version of myself. And everybody's going to respect me. And I'm going to force them to, because that's the way the world works. Respect can be squeezed out of people. They don't have to like you. You can't squeeze someone liking you. You can't grab space-time from the universe and force everybody to like you. But you can force everybody to respect you, whether they want to or not. All of my haters respect me. They sit there, this guy's so bad. But they can't say I'm unsuccessful. They can't say I'm not intelligent. They can't say I'm not rich. I'm still worthy of all their time and attention. They've dedicated their lives to me, so I've forced them to respect me. If I was a nobody, they wouldn't be reporting on this garbage case of mine. So you can force respect from people. And this is actually most observable with women. There's a whole lot of women who are dating men they don't even like.
Yeah.
And they're sleeping with men they don't even like, because but they respect him.
Because it's the security that they offer, right?
That's right. The security they offer and the respect. And they can say, I don't even like him that much. In fact, I hate him, but I just do as he says. Why is that? Because they respect you.
For someone's opinion to bother you have to respect that person's opinion. So if you ever find yourself annoyed by something someone said, you have to ask yourself, why do I respect this person? Now, why would you respect a sin?
Right.
Like, so I get more hate than I get nonstop, never-ending tirades of hate.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this in any kind of bravado way. I want everyone to understand, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't enter my brain. I don't care. Because I know that any of these men would die to change places. They would do anything to be me. There is no man, if you could build yourself like a video game character without the effort and determination and iron will that it requires to become a man of substance, if you could do it with a few clicks of a mouse like a video game, everyone would choose to be big and strong and smart and rich and fucking have fast cars and beautiful women. Nobody would choose to be a fucking internet masturbator, fat, simp piece of shit. No one would tick those options. Nobody.
Right.
So they would swap with me in a heartbeat if they could. So when they take time out of their life and start writing email about I'm a bad person, do you think I give a solitary fuck? I know they don't mean it.
I get asked all the time, what do you feel? Or what about happiness or depression? That doesn't even... How I feel doesn't cross my mind. I don't know how else to explain it. There are days where I'm pissed off or sad or happy. It doesn't cross my mind. It's just like I woke up. Whatever mood I happen to be in, I have things I need to do. It's a busy day. Zuby's here soon. I need to go training before he gets here. I had a meeting with the bank at 7:15 a.m. I have shit to do. Like, I didn't cross my mind if I was happy, sad, excited. I just had to work. So I think my mental model, to a degree, I'm certainly not a person who doesn't feel emotions, because we're all human. I certainly do. But I've never prioritized them in any regard. I haven't built a mental model that affects... I haven't put them in the middle of my mental model and then affected my actions based on how I feel for each one. It's absolutely and completely the opposite. I would love to do a podcast on a day where I'm particularly sad and a podcast on a day where I'm particularly happy. And I guarantee you, you wouldn't be able to tell the fucking difference. So that's what allows me to be competitive.
Fatherlessness is the biggest pandemic. And when you say fatherlessness, I don't just mean a lack of man in the house. I mean a lack of man of character in the house. If the man is in the house and he's just soppy goo, well, then he's going to do his job, is he? But if the man's in the house and is showing the benefits of discipline and hard work and taking the long road instead of shortcuts and doing the right thing because you're supposed to do the right thing as opposed to doing how you feel and ignoring your emotions and acting how you're supposed to act, well, then you're gonna have a better society. So yeah, fatherlessness and lack of masculinity is what the society is suffering from. We need more masculinity in society, not less. And the fact they attack me and try and get rid of me is somehow toxic, and to move everything into this feminine frame of feelings and maybes and take depressive drugs when you feel sad, and it's all going to be okay, and men should be more in touch with their feelings. All of that is why we are the way we are.
I'm glad God put me in jail. That's the mental model I've decided, because I refuse to believe anything that takes power away from me, and I believe that I'll be the most powerful person, version of myself, if I am happy that I went to jail. And if by some miracle I lose this case and they put me in jail again, the mental model I will adopt is, good, okay, God has something he needs me to learn, so I'm going to go back to the dungeon. And that's just the mental model I'm going to adapt, because I think that's the best way for me to compete and be the best version of myself. So a human, I think, is a vessel designed to suffer to become a best version of itself, so it can pass on lessons to the fullest of its capability to its offspring before its ultimate demise onto the final stage, or the next stage of this life, or whatever lives we live. So we'll see.
I mean, I've talked to psychiatrists, and there's some psychiatrists who would argue that it's insecurity to feel like you need to prove yourself to the world all the time. And I think that's part of the psyop. They convince you you're insecure if you want to prove you're capable. If you want to prove that you're different and intelligent and interesting, you're insecure.
They always say that you're born abundant any which ways, then why is the rest of the world poor?
Well, there you go. But they say you should have no interest in what people think about you. That makes you insecure. And that is the largest psyop in history. To wake up and say, I'm not going to be successful. I'm not going to be strong. I'm not going to be interesting. I'm not going to go out there and test myself. And I'm not going to put honor on my last name, because I would hate for people to think I'm insecure. I'm secure. So it doesn't matter if you think I'm a loser. And it doesn't matter if I am a loser, because I'm just going to sit at home and I'm secure. No, it's not insecurity. It's called duty to your last name and honor. And that's just another one of the many different tentacles inside of the psyop octopus, trying to snatch any motivation left from the masculine spirit. If I was a man who was unsuccessful and I hadn't met my physical capability or my financial capability or my mental capability or my spiritual capability, I would be insecure. I would sit and say, this is a failed version of who Andrew Tate could be, and I'm not happy with who it is. And I think that every man should be like that, so he gets up off his ass and does something.